Robert Bob Callender joined Marshfield Clinic Health System in July as president of the Marshfield and Neillsville region, which includes Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield, Marshfield Medical Center Neillsville, and surrounding medical centers. I had an opportunity to speak with Bob, and he discussed his past experiences, what drew him to the Marshfield Clinic Health System and Marshfield community, some of his goals, and more. Well, starting out here, can you talk just a little bit about some of your past experience in the healthcare industry?
Sure. So I've been working as a healthcare administrator for just about 40 years, actually. Began my career in Manhattan at a hospital on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and spent first decade of my career there. Then second decade really was in a large Catholic health system that had hospitals scattered throughout the country, and ended up it was the first opportunity I had to actually be the CEO of hospitals in the late 90s, running a couple hospitals in Hudson County, New Jersey, which is right across the river from Manhattan. After that, had about a 5-year a stint at a hospital again in Manhattan, Cabrini Medical Center. Was there through the 9/11 period, and was a very, very challenging time. Mm-hmm. Was eventually recruited out to be the leader of a hospital out on the very east end of Long Island, Southampton Hospital, which is where I was for the last 16 and a half years. Hospital that was challenged financially, had a tremendous a number of issues, and we were able to get that turned around and growing, and was thinking about, you know, after 16 and a half years, a long time in one location, got a call from a recruiter about the Marshfield Clinic, which is a you know, very well-regarded health system, and asked to take a look at this position. Came out here, hadn't spent any time in Wisconsin before, but had an opportunity to see the clinic and was incredibly impressed and excited about the opportunity, and the opportunity, frankly, to get out of the craziness of the New York environment at this point in my life, you know, moved out here at the end of June. Been in the position now about 2 months, and loving it.
All right, excellent. And yeah, I mean, you've kind of already touched on this a little bit, but could you maybe elaborate a little bit more on what about the Marshfield Clinic Health System kind of drew you to that position, as well as the area? I mean, rural Wisconsin is quite a shift from New York, of all places.
It sure is, and it was, and that's the first people say, you moved here from New York, and they're a little bit incredulous. But first of all, the medical center and the Marshfield Health System, it's got for somebody in my, you know, line of work, certainly. It's a very, very interesting and appealing place, and I feel very, very lucky to be working with the team here. It's from the patient care and the breadth of services that are being offered, it's really very high-end tertiary services. The fact that there's a children's hospital, I've never had the opportunity to be the administrator of a children's hospital before. The research institute, which is frankly world famous, and to be associated with that, to be able to work with that, and the growth trajectory of where the whole health system has been, and to be part of a team that's growing like that is just was just very, very terrific challenge for me. And, you know, from my perspective, it was really a step up to a more advanced health system in my career. I'm also responsible for the hospital in Neillsville, which is a small critical access hospital and beautiful little facility in a rural community. And, you know, I'm loving the juxtaposition of both the main medical center, which is really a tertiary facility, in the community together. And frankly, the people here were really what convinced me as I went through the interview process and met very, very dedicated, very, very friendly people, and really thought this would be a place that I would, would enjoy from a career perspective. Yeah, the transition from New York is very different. living environment, suddenly having property, and I have an 8-minute commute as opposed to 45-minute commute fighting traffic each way. I'm loving it, to be honest with you. I'm originally from upstate New York, up near the Albany area, small town, about 20 miles away from Albany, which is about 3,500 people. And, in many ways, this part of Wisconsin feels very similar to me with upstate New York. We even had dairy farms, although they're tiny compared to the farms here. I'm just the joys of small town living, where very quickly, I think I've met more people in 2 months than it took me to meet in 5 years in the New York area. The welcome that I have felt, and being able to walk into the local coffee shop or the restaurant and know people by name, and just walking around and feeling the sort of the stress of living in a large urban environment coming off of my shoulders. And part of me feels like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago? This has been wonderful so far. I love all the little festivals that are going on too. I can't wait for the fall festival this week, the fair, the steam show up in Edgar a couple weeks ago. I can't get enough of these things.
Well, good, good. I'm glad that you're making that transition well now. All right. Well, and so far, as you mentioned, you've been in the position about 2 months now, and it sounds like things are going well. Do you have any kind of goals or initiatives that you're hoping to do or get started while you're here at Marshfield Clinic Health System?
Sure. A number of goals, actually. One is the health system's been through a difficult period, like most of healthcare financially. Ever since COVID, healthcare organizations have been struggling mightily. And, so part of my mission is to work with our entire system and strengthen the financial and operating performance. We know that we've got tremendous numbers of patients that are trying to see us, and we're not keeping up as well as we should be on the referral. So getting the doors open and streamlining the process so that people can get appointments easier and get more people seen faster. So really creating ways to improve access into the medical center and all of our clinics. Integrating with the other parts of our system, which has grew very, very quickly over the last decade. So we've got facilities and clinics in a number of different areas, and helping that knit all of that together so we really have a seamless experience for patients and propelling the quality across the board in all of the locations will be a real focus area for us. One of the areas we're particularly focused on right now is recruitment, mm-hmm. both in our medical staff and also with our staff generally. COVID was also tough for healthcare professionals. There was quite a bit of burnout during that period. Baby boomers have been retiring at accelerating rates, so staffing has been a major challenge. Not just here, but everywhere where I came from, we were seeing the same thing. So looking for innovative ways to recruit and attract and build the staffing is a major priority for us, and I'd say that's probably the biggest priority right now. Part of what I'm hoping to do is let people experience the joys of living and working in Marshfield, which really is remarkable, and we can try and recruit more people to come here. It'll be, I think, good for the medical center, good for the community as well. And a big part of what I've been asked to do also, which I love, is just rebuild and strengthen the relationships with the community, the business community, and the community generally, and just that establish that visibility and that connectedness between the medical center and the clinic with the entire community.
All right, excellent. And, well, I believe you've touched on all the items that I wanted to ask you about, but is there anything that you would like to mention or touch on that we may not have already discussed?
I basically would like to say thank you to the community for the welcome that I've received. Thank you for the concern and patience you've shown the medical center during some of the difficult period times we've had, especially since the COVID period. And we are just looking forward to working with everyone and create the build the great health system that this community needs and deserves. And we are, very excited to work with everyone.
Please take a moment to welcome Bob to the community and Marshfield Clinic Health System.